you free.
Rap on, brother. Rap on.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, podcasters, Radio Mania listeners. I'm Jay Garvin's. This is the Jay Garvin Show, my favorite hour of the week, Saturday in the morning, right here at KRDO Studios. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. You can also get this show or any previous shows on any of your podcast platforms from iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeart, your podcast app on your mobile devices, and just look for the Jay Garvin's Show. Well, thank you for those cheers, Matt. I appreciate that. And you can get a hold of me personally at 719-330-1457. And yes, I have my morning excess energy drink. I've got a very close friend and also a radio host, Justin Hermes, coming in to talk with me today about our conversation, which is very important. I am a licensed loan originator. I would love to earn your business for your next purchase or refinance transaction. That's how I get paid. I just sat down with a friend of mine, Nathan, and he says, "Hey, Jay, what's the deal? How do you get paid? Why do you do this?" And I get paid by you choosing me and my team, Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage, with Sabrina Lauer, Ken Smith, Piper Smith, and Jay Garvin's. We're four licensed loan originators right here in Colorado with Churchill Mortgage, as heard on the Dave Ramsey Show and Ramsey Solutions. We align with debt-free homeownership. I am passionate about investment property ownership. I know a lot about investment properties and real estate, even though I am not a licensed real estate agent, but I would sit down at a table with any real estate agent and compare our knowledge of the industry, and I would find maybe 1 in 10 that would exceed my knowledge. Things like, "Hey Jay, is that a good real estate buy for appreciation?" I do a podcast and radio show called "All Zip Codes and Neighborhoods Are Not Created Equal." As an example, in the heydays, Colorado Springs appreciation was 15% a year, but Manitou and its zip code never appreciated more than 5 or 6%, where you have other zip codes like 80905 Ivy Wild, just south of downtown, or 80903, that were literally appreciating as much as 25% a year. I proved that in 80905 in Ivy Wild, where I purchased a home that I did the research on. No agent, I did the research, found this house for $220,000, and by 2021, this house was $440,000, doubled in less than 4 years. That's 25% a year. So today's conversation with the drum roll, Matt, is real estate commission changes. For everybody and anybody that has not been living under a rock, you have heard of this National Association of Realtors, NAR, agreement to resolve home seller class action lawsuits that originated in Missouri and have flourished and spread throughout the entire country. I'm going to have Justin Hermes on here having the conversation. I want to talk about, where did this issue and lawsuit originate from? Who's involved, you know, as the plaintiff and the defendants? Number two, I want to say, how can this affect our market? Who is the biggest target? That's the big thing. Who is the biggest target that this is going to negatively and positively affect? And lastly, how you can benefit and move forward knowing the changes that have occurred. This is the largest disruption in the National Association of Realtors and Commissioned Real Estate Agents, which there's more than 2 million in United States, literally, folks, accounting for over $100 billion of commissions a year nationally. Biggest ripple effect change in real estate in the last 116 years of existence of National Association of Realtors. So call me at 719-330-1457. I can give you all the details of how this has affected our market Friday, like today, next week, 2 weeks, a month. It has affected it immediately. And what you can do, call me at 719-330-1457. I also want you to call me. For the first time, I said I was going to take the first quarter off. I'm offering a investment property class 101 invitation only on the fourth Tuesday of April. So that is the 23rd of April at 6:30 p.m. You call me, 719-330-1457. If you have interest in that, don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
In the well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. If this is the first time you're hearing my voice, hi, I'm Jay, and I'm your friend. I'm a licensed loan originator not only in Colorado, but 16 other states, going from Utah to Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, all the way down as the crow flies, you know, all of Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Carolinas, Florida, New Mexico, everything, Texas. Just assume that I'm licensed there and I can help you. I've been helping more individuals move real estate around the country in the last 24 months than I have my entire 20 plus year career. And today I'm talking right here about my notes of real estate commission changes.
No!
I talked about this class action lawsuit, which NAR reaches an agreement with an individual group of sellers out of Missouri, actually. And this is big stuff, because what the issue is with the lawsuit and what it lays out is that in 2019, this lawsuit alleged that the National Association of Realtors artificially inflated realtor commissions that home sellers pay. Now, that in turn, they allege, inflated prices of houses to the advantage of licensed real estate agents. And buyer agents were incentivized by NAR, the National Association of Realtors, to avoid showing listings that offered lower commissions. So that's a big, big allegation that the class action suit said, hey, look at National Association of Realtors, you're artificially inflating realtor commissions. That is artificially inflating the price of a house. And now you're incentivizing buyer agents to come get 3% and they're avoiding listings and housings help help house listings that they're only getting 1% are reduced. Now, this is just the start of the rodeo, folks, and I've got Justin Hermes with Real Estate Realities here to help me unpack this. RE/MAX, I think, was the smartest. They came in right away and settled for like $55 million and said, hey, keep us out of it. Take the $55 million, take your cold backs and go down and party in Vegas, but leave us out of it. Then secondly, you had Keller Williams. Gary Keller, a little bit late to the show, but not the last one in the door. $70 million he settled. Then National Association of Realtors, they almost had like a prisoner abduction when they went up against the wall and took $418 million right in the side. And this is just the start. There is over 90 agencies that haven't settled yet. Oh, Engel Volkers? That might hurt. EXP? Pow! You're next. You got HomeSmart and Evergreen. You got 90 of them, and I'm going to welcome in Justin Hermes right now that's got a really cute picture of his fiance on his phone, I might say. That's your home screen, baby. Just a big deal going on in real estate.
I love it. Yeah, that's crazy, man. A lot of shakeup in the industry.
It is. And what we know, I'll just finish this. They're Home Services of America, and I'll go through the numbers. There's, and get this, this is just in Missouri.
Yeah.
A group in New Jersey can start the exact same lawsuits for all these people that haven't signed on the dotted line. NAR is the only one that's pretty comprehensive. Like, they're not liable. Leave us out of it. But I have four questions for you, Justin. Number one is, so National Association of Realtors has about 1 million members. Well, there's about 2 million licensed real estate agents. Does that mean half of them aren't represented by NAR?
I believe the number is 1.6 million. With NAR?
It could be, but there's a percent
that aren't. So 400,000 are not with National Association of Realtors, and they don't belong to a local board. That's all your commercial agents.
Mm-hmm. All your
Commercial agents don't belong. They don't pay dues to NAR. They don't belong to Pikes Peak MLS.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's where you're getting the 400,000 are all your commercial.
Every single residential real estate agent is represented by NAR. Is there anybody that goes outside and says, hey, I don't know. I don't like NAR.
Now they're dropping membership, yeah. Now people aren't. You don't have to belong to NAR. You used to have to. That was the whole problem this came into, is companies like RE/MAX were saying, no, you have to belong to National Association of Realtors. And so that's one of the big things now. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to be a member to the local board anymore. You can just pay monthly to the MLS. All those things are coming down the pipeline.
Sure.
You know? But a lot of that, you know, the money of the local board and stuff like that, a lot of that goes towards your political action committees.
I mean, EXP, Engel Volkers, HomeSmart of Evergreen, Redfin, Home Services of America, HomeSmart.
That's Home Warren Smart. Buffett. Home Services America, Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Berkshire Hathaway. I don't think they're going to settle. They said he's going to lawyer up and he's going to fight it.
Yeah.
Might as well. You're that old and you have that much money. Might as well get your bag of popcorn. Go and see how this one shakes out.
I know.
That's what I'd do if it was him. Go settle? I need to settle for.
Why? Come on. Lawyer up. Keep going.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe it helps their brand in the long run.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Weikart, that's a big one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, Mike Berger is affiliated in the past with them. So the second question is, each one of those are vulnerable.
Yeah, but if you're the agents, like myself, we were a member of the National Association of Realtors, when they settled, that took away all the liability for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but if you weren't an active member and in Weikart, Weikart as a company is still susceptible.
The big companies are over the coverage, I believe.
Yeah, it's $2 billion or less in volume. So these are the ones that are, you know, there in RE/MAX and Keller Williams, mm-hmm. which are the largest. I haven't seen anything with like ERA Shields.
Yeah.
They didn't settle and they weren't on this list.
I think Biden said they're okay.
Yeah.
He said they're good.
And if you need to go to your meeting, I'll build the Baltimore Bridge for you. Let's get her done fast. We need to get America back to work. Forget making the ship company pay Lords of London for it. My name is Joe Biden, and I'm going to build the bridge. Do you have any idea how long that's going to take to rebuild?
Oh, it's going to take a while.
How much do you think?
2 years?
No. 5 to 7 years. 5 to 7 years. And over $3 billion with a B dollars. And we don't have to worry about inflation because, you know, economically our president is just waving his finger out there saying, I'm going to pay for the bridge.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Just an economic idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, if you need to go to college, Jay Garvin's is going to pay for your kids because I'm an idiot. It's got to go in the corner and just bang my head against the wall. Just stupidity. This lawsuit, like we were talking about people in Honduras, and no wonder people in Honduras are happy.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're such a Sioux happy country. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm getting it from a side jab on the townhomes I built 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't like my foundation wall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it's
man.
Just, it's crazy. This is out of control.
Yeah, it's wild. But I think long term, this will be really good for the industry. That's the big thing.
Okay, so explain that to me. Help me.
I think there's going to be a 2 years, really, of the market dictating. And I think the consumers have to understand it's not going to be the agents who dictate commissions and what happens. It's going to be the market will. And that's really what people have to understand is it's free market, right? So the consumers, this consumer set the commissions.
Yeah.
It's not the agents because
all
the commissions
are. And supply and demand.
Yeah.
Supply and demand sets the house value, not NAR.
Yeah. So all commissions are negotiable. So it's just, you know, that being said, consumers are going, well, my neighbor has theirs and they're offering 3%. I want to do the same, right? And so in the same effect, when this shakes out, they're going to say, hey, do I not want to offer a buyer agent commission? What do I want to even offer on the listing agent? Maybe I'm only offering the listing agent 2%. Is it 4%? Are we going? So it'll take 2 years for the consumer to adjust and then for them to work out all the kinks with, can they finance it into the loan? How's the VA buyer going to be affected? All those things. But I think it'll be a race to the bottom. For a lot of agents, they're mm-hmm. going to go, hey, I got to feed my kids. And, you know, not everyone is as fortunate as we are to have a property management arm of our company. And there are agents out there who need to make a living. And they're going to go, hey, I'm going to take, if the consumer wants me to take it at 2%, I'll take it at 2%. They don't want to give anything to a buyer's agent. I need the sales because sales are also down 28%.
Oh, so absolutely.
It's going to be just a fight.
And that's a supply and demand thing. Yeah. I mean, I did the math. They said there's approximately $100 billion a year nationally of real estate commissions. Yeah. You know what's a real thing? Over $162 million of that is just in El Paso County.
Yeah.
If you do right now listings, I mean, sales are down. 12-month average is 1,000 a month. We're at like 792 now, but they go up to 1,400. But 1,000 is an average times a median home price of 450. It's really 465, but I'm going to say 450.
Yeah.
That's $450 million worth of real estate volume being sold. And at 6%, that's $27 million a month. And that's $13.5 million of commission or 3% now. That's in question every single month. So that's like $162 million worth of income for real estate agents and money for the economy or savings for the sellers. Like you said, that is in a perpetual race to the bottom.
Yeah, and that's just, I think what you're going to see is probably a lot of people are forecasting 600,000 realtors left in the business between the next 2 to 3 years. It'll drop from 1.6 on the residential side to 600,000 nationwide. And here I think we're at 5,000 now. I bet it goes back to when I got in the business, there was only 2,200 agents about 11 years ago. But long term, things will correct, things will balance out. And I think the consumer, it will benefit them long term. In the short term, there'll be a lot of confusion. Right. And that's just what, you know, we're fantastic at on the high. These things come down the pipeline. They go, well, we're going to do this. And they don't think about the VA buyer. They don't think about this. So it's going to take a while to shake out and it'll hurt the consumer short term. But I think long term, it'll be good for the industry and good for the consumer. I do.
And who do you think is going to be the first and the hardest hit negatively?
Well, buyer's agents. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in the consumer world, who's hit the hardest then, of course?
Yeah. Your first time home buyers.
Yeah.
All the VA, your FHA.
They just don't have any representation. They don't have the money.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good thing. And I'm envious of real estate agents that have to go and have the ability to go sign an exclusive buyer agent agreement.
I know, because you guys get shopped for
everything.
The last minute.
We can't, a law says we can't make a client commit.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
No, you guys have it much tougher. But it's different. You know, I talked to my sister about it, and she.
In Chicago.
And she's well read, right? She's an executive. Up at United. And so she looked at it all and she, you know, asked me about it. Hey, what's going on? I've been reading these articles. She says, you know, we would of course pay our buyer's agent $15,000, and that's not a big deal. We want the right representation. We valued our realtor when we purchased 2 years ago. And I just said, Holly, you guys join income, you're up there. You guys make very good money. $15,000, you're going, yeah, we can budget for that and we'll just spend it.
Yeah.
I said, you don't understand. There's a majority of the world that lives in the FHA, the VA buyers. I said, also in El Paso County, it's half of what the people make in Chicago as far as income. Our county is going to react much differently because it's not a drop in the bucket for the VA to go, oh, well, my VA buyer, of course, I'll pay Justin 10 grand.
Yeah, because he can save us 75 grand on the buy. So don't go anywhere. We're going to hold Justin over for the third segment, and then I'm going to wrap a wonderful little bow around this to make mortgages great again in the final segment. Don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457 for your next purchase or refinance transaction. If you have any interest at all in learning about investment property ownership, I am inviting my first group of folks on April 23rd, the fourth Tuesday in April. 719-330-1457. Back in a minute. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Well, thanks for sticking with me. Big segment here for the Jay Garvin Show. I am talking about real estate commissions and the changes that have taken place with this class action lawsuit that started in 2019, allegedly, you know, National Association of Realtors artificially inflated real estate commissions. Some of the changes are the fact that this does not eliminate the buyer agent compensation. It just doesn't say who will pay them, and it can't be in the MLS to how much you are paying an agent, and you can't put it in the agreement. NAR banned from allowing the seller or listing agents to set compensation for the buyer agents, period. So it kind of leaves a question mark about how buyer agents are compensated and how buyers account for that. Up to this point, the sellers would pay 6% to all involved agents, literally the listing agent, and then the listing agent would agree to then share 3% of that or whatever with the buyer agent. But the compensation for agents will no longer be listed on the MLS, and the buyer agent must have a written representation agreement in place that says, hey, we want to remind you that your 6% fee as a seller and buyer was always negotiable, and you guys have that negotiating platform. Is that all correct?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Hit the nail on the head.
So in El Paso, MLS, question number two, Justin, can the El Paso County multiple listing system and everybody under it come together? Is there a committee there that can say, you know what? We've universally decided that we're not going to list our selling properties on the internet anymore. We're going to go back to a book system.
I speak MLS. Yeah. It just all depends.
Can they? I mean, physically, yes or no?
Yes, they can. But do I see it happening? No.
Why?
I don't think that's what they're going to do.
Okay.
So
But some MLS in Missouri could do this and say, forget it. We want to keep our 6%.
They still can't advertise in any platform. So they couldn't advertise in a book. And they can't advertise on any other, combined websites. Now, on your own website, like so for ours, the property group, I could put a listing up there and legally advertise the buyer's agent commission.
On my website,
I just can't be having it commingled with other agents and kind of starting, because that's what they're preventing is, hey, you can't just go out and start a new MLS and say, all right, well, here we go. Start a new MLS. Me and my friends, you know, we put it together. So they're eliminating that. And I think you're going to have to tread carefully doing that, because you're opening yourself up then to
a lawsuit.
And the attorneys are the ones who win in all of this, right? And they're the ones who, I think I showed you the flyers that have come in the mail. I received one
No, what does it say?
I'll give one to you at the office. It's a whole thing on trying to get you to join a class action lawsuit here in El Paso County. And I got it because, you know, I had that transaction that you guys helped me with,
yeah,
with Samantha. And it came in the mail in certain time periods and all that. So they're fishing. I mean, they want to get consumers involved. I think the average payout on this last one was like $600 a consumer. I mean, it did no justification for the consumers. The attorneys walked away with millions.
Oh, 30% of $400. Million.
Yeah, and that's who's chasing it and trying to get these, you know, consumers riled up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they've always been negotiable, the commissions. Can you make an argument that we've made too much money? I think you could.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I can argue that, but I can't sit here and argue that we were forcing people to list their properties with a certain percentage. The market dictated that, and now there's a shakeup. The consumers are aware, and a lot of this came over the last 10 years because there was massive. Who got the biggest pay increase out of all the people in the United States? I'd probably argue realtors got the biggest pay increase because home prices doubled in the last 5 years. In turn, our income doubled. Did yours?
Yeah.
Did yours double per deal?
No.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
You made so 5 years ago. I mean,
I used to average like $5,000 a transaction. Now we're at like $7,500 a transaction.
Yeah. So for a realtor,
in the last 10 years.
Yeah. So for a realtor, it even went from 5 to 15. If you count 10 years, because the average price
was tripled,
$180,000. Now you're doing $500,000. You're still getting 3%. So
in 2002, I was making a 4% yield on every transaction, 2% origination on the front, and then 2% in a yield spread in the back. After Dodd-Frank, they just chopped all the legs off from up underneath mortgage lenders, and now I went down to 1.85, and now I average on all my transactions about a 2.25% yield, and more of that goes to regulatory expenses, but...
Do you think it made the industry better, that huge shakeup?
Oh, hell no. No, okay. It made it extremely hard for, and who always loses? The little guy.
Small business.
Yep. Congratulations.
And I think that's there's a deeper meaning behind all this. I told you that happened with National Association of Realtors. It just happens to be they took half the assets of the largest trade organization and the largest lobbying group that protects our property rights. Then at the same time, they're going after our property rights at the national and state level. Do those two coincide?
They do. And what party? What party gets all the donations from the ambulance chasers, the defense attorneys, all of that? Who's, huh? Is that the Republican or the Democratic Party? It's the Democratic Party economically. And listen to me, who's hurt the most? The vets. The vets are in a quandary right now because they can't even pay a buyer agent. It's in the VA charter. And your first-time homeowners, all of these individuals, it's just a shakeup.
Jay, I'd argue that if you look politically, NAR and at the local level, we side with conservatives. And that's where most of the donations go to.
Mm-hmm.
And the support goes to conservative and Republican. So I always think there's a deeper meaning behind it. And I think it's another form of an attack on capitalism. And it's, you know, it's another form of, you know, the political world we live in, unfortunately. And, you know, we'll adjust like you did. You adjusted through those changes and you're still around and probably more successful than you were before. Would you argue that?
No, absolutely. We're diversified.
Yeah. Like, so you adjusted and you stayed around and the cream rises to the top, right? I mean, I think that'll happen. I'm not a doom and gloom, but I think I don't know if it's when you guys had all these decisions made and all the changes, if you knew exactly or if this was this confusion like we have with a VA buyer.
Oh, it's total confusion and we navigated through it. And quite
honestly,
how
long was the confusion?
Oh, at least for 36 months. And my wife and I went and built Amway.
Okay, so for 3 years about.
2009, 2010, and 2011. And then I came back and I was so frustrated or affected by the changes. I launched a radio show in January of 2012. And I started to tell people about the system and how about, you know, Dodd and Frank. I mean, Bernie Frank is in a homosexual relationship sleeping with the president of Fannie Mae, and there isn't coercion there. That's a fact. That's an economic fact on an economic show. And I'm like, really? These individuals in their house decide in Dodd-Frank and the CFPB? The CFPB, to me, is like the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department. There's no accountability there. There's no accountability to the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. The president can't even fire that person.
So what? So they made those changes. Who won? The big banks? I mean, who won? You said it hurt
the regulatory
little guy.
Agency. Loans tripled in cost because of their regulation, and the loan got more expensive. Remember when appraisals were $150 and we were freaked out when they went to $300? As soon as they did that class action lawsuit with the Attorney General of New York, they went to $700.
So and the consumer lost in the end.
The consumer always loses in the end when government gets involved. Period. If you don't know that by now, you just don't get it. I spent 15 years in the military. There is not one thing that the U.S. Army does efficiently except killing people. We used to kill people efficiently. I always used to tell people, thank God the military's not in the business of sex, because they'd ruin that too.
Oh,
they
no,
ruin firing a weapon, which is the funnest thing in the world. They ruin traveling around the world, which is the funnest thing in the world. And I'm talking from the inside. So if you're a vet and you want to have the conversation, call me. I'm the biggest patriot on the block. But come on, when my NCOs would come in at the last of month, hey, sir, we need to spend $7,000. I need to buy 32 thermoses we don't need so we can get our money. And I'm like, what? Why are we spending money to justify our budget next year? It's called the swamp.
Yeah, my mom worked for the government too. She said the same thing. They'd have to spend it. Otherwise, next year they wouldn't get the budget.
Yeah. I mean, so for
wouldn't
this,
that be fun if we lived in that environment, a small business, right?
No, stop
I'm
it.
Kidding.
Dude, I have cut my budget 400%. I've went from $65,000 a month of overhead down to 20, and now after the lease you've helped me with, I'm going to save another four. I'm going to go down to 16,000, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
I'm ready for retirement, man. I'm lean and mean. So
that's the way to be.
I want you to come on for two more minutes in the last segment to get just your conclusion. Don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. If you want to learn more about real estate, which is very important to do, come into my next property class. Call me, 719-330-1457. Final thoughts from Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, right after this break.
Paradise and put up a fucking lie with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking lie.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jay Garvin's. We are in the final segment of the conversation about real estate commission changes and this class action lawsuit that just hit hard with the National Association of Realtors. It is not new. It's been going on since 2019. RE/MAX has already settled. Keller Williams has settled. And I'm sure that we've got, Justin, is it Homes
of America.
Homes
Edina
of America.
Realty is what they're under, too.
Yep. Edina Realty, EXP, all of these big ones need to settle. But in the last 2 minutes, we both agreed that this is going to pan out. It's eventually going to help the competitive industry. But right now, the buyer agents and the buyers are the most immediately affected. How do you think some resolutions immediately or long-term, in your opinion, can be addressed during these 36 months of really transition through the unknown?
Yeah. Interview your agent before you go look at homes and understand what's in the buyer agency and understand what your fees are and what you're responsible for. And it's just that simple. Are you responsible for, hey, 3%? Is it 2%? Or is the agent going to do a $5,000 flat and say, hey, if I can get more from the seller, great. If not, then I only get paid $5,000. So read through your buyer agencies, understand them. And as a seller, you know, maybe it's time to really do a little more due diligence on your fees. And maybe you go the other way, right? Maybe you're struggling to sell your house and you go, well, in July, when all these, you know, advertisements come off, I'm going to have my agent and tell them, hey, I want to offer 4%. And here's a flyer and go ahead and drop it off at all the real estate offices you can. And you might gain a competitive edge if you go the other way. All of a sudden, an agent's going, holy smokes, I can get paid on this one. So I think there's going to be opportunities for those who get creative and see it as a positive, and there can be a lot of positives for sellers who've been maybe sitting on the market a while and saying, now I can separate myself from the pack.
How can they call you, buddy, to ask these questions?
719-232-1063. It's 232-1063.
232-1063.
Come on, man.
I know, forever. He's like, who is that ferret on the other part of the microphone? Okay, buddy, I appreciate you.
Thanks, Jack. Good information.
Thanks so much. Well, folks, here's the point I want to make. What about the buyer that just says, I don't need an agent. I'm just going to go right to the listing and just go directly with them. Please do not be naive, folks. That just means you've now got a seller, possibly a builder, possibly a listing agent that are all against you. And who's the only one at the party without representation? It's like going to a court case and saying, I'm going to represent myself, as opposed to the state, the attorney general, or the attorney for the prosecutor that's lined up against you. You're just underserving and unrepresenting yourself. And some of the big things that I want to share with you is this is going to affect our economy. Some people say, hey, with this commissions being cut in half, I think houses are going to get more affordable. And let me restate that. So they're saying, hey, we've successfully potentially cut real estate commissions from 6% on a transaction to 3%. That, in my opinion, is short-sightedness anyhow, because there's a half a dozen ways that you can replace the buyer's agents and their representation. There's maybe a 10% chance that Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, these large GSE government-sponsored entities, will say, you know what, we're going to account for 2% in a loan that can go to buyer representation, because if you don't have buyer representation, we think our loan, our money might be at risk, because the majority of Americans who live paycheck to paycheck will not pay commission for representation. So we need it to protect our mortgage product. That's number one. Number two, there can be a buyer agency that just says, hey, the buyer has to pay me a $5,000 flat fee if you want me to help you find houses. Or the seller, like Justin Hermes said, can say, you know what, hand out a flyer. I want to offer $10,000 or 2% on my $500,000 home for someone to come look at it to increase my pool of buyers, which then increases the pool of people interested and the offer and the competition that I can equate to a higher price of my house selling. There's a lot of different ways to increase that. But the bottom line is if you are looking at the 3% commission as opposed to a 6% commission paid for all agents, that's nearly $50 billion of commissions nationwide in a year, and more than $162 million, more than $13 million a month just in El Paso County. People might say there is a rumor, an angle out there that says this is going to make housing more affordable. That's a total fallacy. I honestly believe more than 95 to 98% of a house's value goes by supply and demand. Pretty simple. In January, when no one's shopping, regardless of what your commission is, houses sell for less in El Paso County when there's 20 inches of snow on the ground. And in the summer, when everybody's wanting to move and the kids are out of school, the cost of a house and the volume of sales are up. It has nothing to do with commissions. It has everything to do with what the demand is. So we might see a reduction of 10 to 30% of the commissions. But like Justin Hermes says, it's going to take 2 to 3 years to kind of settle out, and there will be a new normal. Now, one of the things that's important to say, like I said at the beginning, and that is, how could this affect the market and who's the biggest beneficiaries, both in positive and negative? It's the buyer agents and the buyers. The big thing is that I'm envious is buyer agents have an agreement. Get it signed. If you're the buyer, understand how they're going to be compensated, and you still have representation. Now, it's also highly likely that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac could step in, not for the buyers or the buyer agents, but to protect their product. Appraisers alone can't protect their product. They might actually change the construct of a loan to have some form of money set aside. And then the house prices, they could go down. I think there's a 90% chance they will not be affected by this, but we're going to have the stats. And all of this, the last thing is all of this goes in effect of July of 2024. So call me. There is an artificial inflation and hype in the market right now where as you're listening to this radio show, even though we have 7% interest rates, people are offering $25,000 over asking price to get in a house now, and the agents are pushing that before their commissions are in question. So I hope this has helped you. And as I state at the end of every show, come on, folks, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. And that's all that matters. We can try to explain all this real estate stuff, but you can't take your house with you in a suitcase to heaven or hell. You're going by yourself with the people that you've affected either positively or negatively. And I pray to God that I've affected you positively. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457 so I can help you with your next purchase or refinance loan. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Come on, yo!
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Won't no one put you down when I-